Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt the Barbarian.
America, we cannot and we will not give up our country ever, rest assured. Welcome you all tonight to a big show. I feel it's very powerful out there. It's epic episode 67, and the theme tonight is a crossfire hurricane 9/11. Of course, the anniversary of 9/11 is in a few more days. And we'll talk about that a bit in the show, time permitting. The spirit of 1776 and the blood of the revolution surges through our veins. For we do not care one iota what uniform you wear, whether it be redcoat, Chinese, or UN beast. Satanic army, you will all fall to the ground when you come to America. We will see to that, as we have much land for mass graves. Our snake venom is very powerful, and there will be no mercy, and you have been warned. Many hostile governments around the world are itching to get into America. You need to be prepared. And yes, I can feel the earthquake tremors all throughout the nation. I can sense the people's deep anger. I can see the people get their warrior face ready. We are the riptide and the very powerful undercurrent. Never forget that. If you're a new caller to the show tonight, after the monologue, you can dial in 563-999-3437. You have a lot of power being a first-time caller. You will get to the front of the line. The Von Wehhunt Show, full of strength and testosterone. We know far in advance that we are too much for the average radio viewer. And that is precisely why you are here in this radio audience tonight. You are the tip of the spear, the elite surfing the radio airwaves for real content and conjecture, and the smartest and most knowledgeable audience anywhere. This is not a Rhino radio talk show audience. If this show offends you, it's too much for you, turn the dial, do it now. We will not tolerate any weakness on this show. This is the radio show that your commie high school teacher and your mother warned you about. Today, Biden said that he wants all Americans to be vaccinated yet again. Folks, in figurative language, this is the hill to die on. Do not get vaccinated under any circumstance. Do not consent and do not comply to the beast vaccine. I have never seen a situation in my life where the government is trying desperately, and every government at the same time in the world is trying desperately to get everyone and their uncle, brother, and sister, grandfather, and mother vaccinated. There's a lot more to that vaccination than most of you know. There's a lot more to it than meets the eye. Our response will be no, in a thunderous roar. There's something very sinister and very nefarious about this COVID vaccine and the rush, the desperation. Government officials are tripping over themselves, foaming at the mouth, trying to get you vaccinated. There's a lot of stuff in that experimental drug, which really many say isn't really a vaccine anyway, that can harm you. Doctors have said that. Nurses have said that. Don't take my word for it. Talk to the medical professionals. Go to the internet, go to Twitter, go to Gab, look at all the videos of these serious side effects. The people say, well, we had everyone inoculated for measles and this and that before they went to school is their argument. That's the latest rhino Democrat argument. But I would retort to them that measles vaccine was proven and approved and did not kill people in mass, did not send people to the hospital and give them serious life-threatening side effects. In some cases, many people have taken the vaccine and simply dropped dead, to be blunt, all over the world. Look at the videos, do your own research. I've done mine. The problem that the elites have, and they do have problems. Remember, they're not perfect people. The problem that they have is that they did not factor into their mental algorithm, if you shall say that, or their equation, is that once we get going as a nation, once we rebel, once we do not consent, we don't know when to stop. And we go for the throat. So good luck with their plans. Their nefarious plans. The Biden regime drops their iron fist today on the private sector of America. They're trying to get them to require vaccines or weekly COVID testing. And employers that don't comply will face substantial fines, quote unquote. My question to you is this. This is, again, a sign of desperation by Biden and the Democrats and the New World Order and the globalists and the Marxists in America. There's a lot of people that prophesize that there will be a big die-off in the world in 2 to 5 years by these millions of people who have already been inoculated, probably billions by today's date. Our star date is 9/9/2021. And a lot's happened in the last few months with this COVID vaccine. Is Biden wanting a war, I ask you rhetorically, with his own country, a war of words or worse? Inquiring minds do want to know, because it's becoming clear to a lot of people that they keep poking the bear and pushing you and pushing you and prodding you. It's almost like they want to spark civil unrest or the second American Revolution. I warned them many times, it's not going to be a civil war with us fighting against each other. It would be a revolution, which is a distinct difference. Now, I'm on Gab and other sites, but you got to put out a disclaimer every now and then because there's a lot of nefarious, sinister people in the shadows. Now, on Gab channel, I write this. My Gab channel is for entertainment purposes only. It is definitely political theater for the mind, as is the radio show. The audience is always left wondering when I am dead serious and when I am not. That, my friends, is part of the fun and allure in the big game show. Are you enjoying the movie yet in America? Well, you enter the radio show and the octagon at your own risk. But we do promise you cash and prizes and lovely chicks in a parallel universe. There is never any inducement or incitement to do anything in the real world but to prepare yourselves and your own homes. Because all we really want in life is cash and prizes, capiche? And that is my public disclaimer with the game show picture, of course. So glad you're all here tonight. We'll have a lot of callers, I can tell. Now, we cannot let the 2020 coup stand. If it is not corrected, the Constitution has failed us. It's all about the gold in more ways than one. It's all about that gold fringe on our flag, which symbolizes and means something very important, that this nation is under admiralty law and not that of the U.S. Constitution. And that's why things are haywire and why things don't add up and why the news is so bizarre. Now, going back in history, the biggest factor that made ancient Rome and Italia the most feared and respected force on earth under their Roman Caesars for nearly 1,000 years was, of course, their military might. And much of that combat prowess was based on a brutally efficient close quarters sword called the gladius. This was a very well-designed tactical sword. It should be in every man's arsenal in the real country going forward. Because you never know in this uncertain world when you will need it, when the goons will bust in at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Because I'll tell you this, I've told friends this, anyone making entry into your home or domain or domicile at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning has very nefarious intentions. And you need to put that rabid dog down. They come inside your house, they need to be a dead man or men. And don't mess around with your life. Now, a lot of folks talk about positive thinking. We all love that. But I got to thinking and I found this. I thought you would enjoy it. It states, what doesn't change our world? Positive thinking and smoothies, though we love them, do not really change our world. What does change our world? I would say books, knowledge, and AK-47s along with AR-15s. You think I'm kidding? Just look at Afghanistan. Did they take over Afghanistan, the Taliban, with positive thinking and good vibes? No. They had knowledge of their own tribal chiefs, and they had AK-47s. It was Mao Zedong of China, Communist China, that said all politics, all. If you think about it, he's right. All politics comes out the barrel of a gun sooner or later. Now, the Redcoats found that to be true in 1776. They felt the barrel of our guns. Now, with this Biden edict, it's not the government's job to protect my health or your health. It is only their job to protect our rights. Let the people decide if they're going to get jabbed or not. Personally, I think it's a bad idea. But again, there's many people that will do whatever they're told. And I told you before that there's a lot of well-meaning, well-intentioned people that when it hits the fan are not going to back you. They're not going to save you or protect you. They are spineless and weak, and they know it, and they know who they are. And they will do whatever the tyrannical regime tells them to do. Bottom line. Well, folks, you reached the Von Wiehunt Show. It's your road to redemption, your road to glory. Of our ancestors. Everyone in the world, in the nation right now, has to stop whining or crying about the government or corporate tit that is no longer feeding you, has deceived you, and is now trying to kill you. Take stock of what you have. Form local coalitions. Get your crew going. Start small in your own neighborhood, and then pull neighborhoods together. The idea being that you can pool your human resources so that you can survive off the corporate government big box store grid in the future. Figure out what value you can bring to barter for the things you will need to survive. We told you it would get darker before it got lighter. We wish that wasn't true, but we will always tell you the truth and speak truth to power. I told you that they were going to take this to the hilt. They were going to take it to the wall. We told you that you had to call their bluff. We told you over time to prepare and plan for yourself and your family. We told you that no one was coming to save you. We didn't lie. Be prepared, America. You must be prepared for your own neighborhood or personal home defense and counteroffensive. It is very obvious to any observer of current events that America and its people are a divided nation and country. The American military reflects this national division. As reported for the past several months and based on the observations of present and even former intelligence officers and military sources, as well as other operatives, that the Biden administration does not seem to have complete control over the U.S. military. It has also been widely speculated that Joe Biden does not have control, God forbid, over the nuclear football. That's probably a very good thing, despite pretending that Joe Biden does have that control over our nuclear arsenal. It has been stated that Biden does not control our nuclear submarine fleet. It is said that Biden does not control even the newly created Space Force, as you know, that was created under President Trump. Also, these intelligentsia say that Biden does not control the Marines. We knew that. And now segments, strong segments of the Army and Air Force that are buckling and pushing him back. Even the Pentagon, you notice the news is hopelessly divided as we see this daily in the headlines and on the news. My best advice for everyone is to get prepared, and I take my own advice very seriously and very well. We want our nation to do well. We are pro-America, but we will talk about the fault lines in the Biden regime. That's part of our rights as American citizens. Now, a big story up north, the Canadian journalists have already broken the story, which is in the Canadian media, which I picked up on. I have intelligentsia and spies everywhere. As to the extent the CHICOM military buildup in British Columbia, specifically the Chinese military buildup is concentrated on native land in northern Canada so the Chinese military can hide away from prying eyes while they train. Recently, an earthquake was recorded and reported on September the 6th, just a few days ago, near Kitimat in British Columbia, Canada. This is very near where the Chinese have a significant buildup of heavy military equipment. It's already there, according to many people. I won't name names, but it includes bombers and fighter planes and lots of troops as they practice their winter training. Compliments of Justin Trudeau, the Canadian communists who allowed them into Canada, and so close to the Northern American border. They are training for a future Red Dawn invasion scenario, make no mistake about it. And this is per many military analysts. This is not fear porn or anything of the nature. We wish it weren't true, but I believe in the future they will be invited into America at some point by this or a future president, of course, with the blessing of the evil UN. This is not mere conspiracy theory anymore. You can easily Google Chinese troops that Justin Trudeau invited into Canada, again, for winter training. Now, some suggest that a rogue patriot part of the U.S. military who is, quote, not under the direct control of the Biden-Taliban regime, that these rogue officers in our own rogue military just attacked these Chinese forces near Kitimat on Canadian reservation land. I would say stay tuned, America, because we have patriots that are embedded everywhere. And we intend, on the Von Wien Show, to tell America their story as it develops. And my Viking brothers, we are with them every step of the way. So be ready, and you know what that means. Some very interesting news that came into the studio. It does appear vetted, and regardless, I think you have a right to know. It has been reported elsewhere as well. We talked about it on my Cutting Edge show a few weeks back, that Afghanistan is very rich in lithium, which is used in battery production. Now, it seems that Joe Biden has a significant conflict of interest regarding this mineral lithium. It seems that the Bidens own, allegedly now, but it's been vetted by other sources, the Bidens apparently own a 10% stake of stock in a Chinese lithium ion battery company. The stock has soared in recent weeks 300% since Biden stole the election. Afghanistan's most valuable and prevalent mineral, did you know? Drum roll, please, is lithium. Most Americans don't know that, the connection. Well, tonight, we made it for you. Deep cover sources say that China was already in talks with the Taliban prior to the withdrawal, debacle, and fiasco. Communist China then moves in when America moves out and leaves and takes over the lithium worldwide market. And the Bidens get filthy rich off of this treason. And the control of the CHICOMs, the Chinese government, over the Biden syndicate continues. Meanwhile, scores of Americans have died or have returned to America with shattered bodies, minds, and psychological scars that will last a lifetime. All the while, this dementia-inflicted, traitorous president checks his watch 5 times during the funeral ceremony of our fallen soldiers and comrades. Now, for anyone interested in researching the company that is adding much wealth to the Biden crime family, they can research a company called Contemporary Amperex Technology Company, or CATL. It's the world's largest maker of electric vehicle batteries. And that last line is key, electric vehicles. Now, didn't they say by 2030, didn't Biden say and others that there would be no gas-powered vehicles in America? Put two and two together. They want to outlaw all the internal combustion engine and gas vehicles or phase them out quickly and only have you use electric vehicle batteries with lithium that's been made from the Biden company, compliments of our dead soldiers in Afghanistan who fought bravely and who fought hard, but they were stabbed in the back by the Democrat Biden regime. Now, in my view, I tell folks, don't be fooled by Joe Biden's senile act either. He is responsible for far more than you could ever think. But though he is old, he is still pulling many levers at his disposal right now. We all know that to be true. Now, also, my deep cover sources and much intelligence that I have mined off the internet, other intel, say that Biden will sign a treaty. You'll hear about this with the Taliban at some future date, which purports to control the recent, quote, transfer of weapons, while at the same time arranging for them to fall into the hands of the known terrorists in Afghanistan during our so-called bungled retreat and fiasco. It's a very clever use of semantics, but we all know that Biden didn't transfer them in the legal sense of an open, you know, legit sale. He just abandoned them, in my view, on purpose, while performing a very hasty but planned, botched retreat. Very convenient for the Biden family. As I told you before, Biden wants to take arms from American citizens. He wants America. He will push America to sign the UN Small Arms Treaty. Keep your eye on that one, which will in effect make millions of American gun owners overnight criminals and terrorists, quote unquote. A nefarious purpose, you state? Absolutely yes. We can be sure some of the abandoned arms will show up here in the United States for false flag type operations and or supplying terrorists embedded in the southern border migration. It's going on now. They're coming over here daily. Told you shows ago, keep your eye on that border. The Border Patrol tells us daily it's out of control. Headline after headline. Well, I would say this. The Biden and his evil handlers know damn well what they're doing. There's too many pieces of this jigsaw puzzle right now that fit very neatly together for a future big event in this nation. We hope that peace prevails. But Biden has left American citizens and government employees that assisted us for 20 years behind in Afghanistan to face a certain death. He has forbidden the military and private contractors the ability to rescue thousands of stranded Americans. He permitted the Taliban to assume airport security in Kabul, resulting in the criminally negligent deaths of 13 of our servicemen. He has dishonored the memory of the fallen by repeatedly checking his watch in public, knowing full well cameras were on him as the remains of the servicemen were offloaded. To these political elites, folks, the people in the country are nothing but cannon fodder for their no-win wars to enrich themselves. When they send these guys overseas, they are more often a blood ritual sacrifice for their Luciferian agenda, the cabal. Biden permitted the Chinese access to Afghanistan to mine for lithium. Did you know this? Even prior to the pullout of Afghanistan. These are shocking revelations. These are things that you can find out there. They're not broadcast on the mainstream, lamestream news. Now, Biden has also allowed the gain-of-function research to flourish under Dr. Death Mengele Fauci. Millions have died worldwide because of all of that self-serving treachery and treason. In fact, I believe he and Gates are banned from the country of India by parliamentary decree. You know, Biden has also refused our constitutional laws daily. He has created pandemic exceptions to our Constitution, and he always labels it for the public good, just like a good Marxist. We've got one hell of a mess that's been created by this Democrat. Unbelievable. Folks, you know what we're up against. You listen to the show. Tell your friends, tell your family. Just to, well, we don't know what is coming down the pike. But it's just amazing when you read the news. It's so bad. It's almost laughable. Biden, did you know, has permitted foreign troops with hostile intent on American soil in support of his unconstitutional treason? Biden is forcefully vaccinating the American military with life-threatening vaccines in yet another act of treason. These have not been FDA approved. Biden has enabled our enemies with $90 billion worth of America's finest military hardware, and it will surely be used to kill American servicemen and citizens. Biden became the first American president to fully abandon known American citizens to face almost certain death in Afghanistan. It's only a matter of time before we see them carted out in orange jumpsuits and executed. And don't think they won't do it. Taliban, they don't care about Americans. They only care about themselves. We're glad you're here tonight, folks. Got a big show. Got lots of callers on the board. Always a big show on Thursday night. Now, many of you should also check out our Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy show, the first Tuesday of every month. We had it last Tuesday. It's our fun show. But you can catch that on the archive, of course. I know you all will call in with some great points and some great conversation. We'd love to hear from you. You've reached the Von Wien Show. Often imitated, never duplicated. The torch has been passed. The gauntlet has been thrown down.
Führen Sie an, werden Feuer untergehen. Reich mir die Hand, auch unsere Welt soll brennen.
Now, our chat room is already active tonight. You can go on Blog Talk Radio. You can get our chat room. We have Gunslinger in there and a few others, and let me check that again. We have Bring It On Boy, and I think somebody else was in there and left, but check it out. The chat room is always there. As I told you before, Biden has admitted that he intends to sign a United Nations Planetary Gun Registration Treaty, technically gives ownership to all guns in this country to the United Nations. That's in the fine print, folks. Did you know that? I bet you didn't. In our show, we go way deep down the rabbit hole. It is unconstitutional and illegal for any president to enter into this treaty with the UN. So Biden signs that treaty. It's called the Planetary Gun Registration Treaty. It's also part of the UN Small Arms Treaty. It's illegal, unconstitutional. When that happens at any time in the future, that's a treasonous act by our bought and paid for president. So-called leader. President by default. We all know Trump really won the election. And with that, let's go to some calls. Let's get to this guy. Welcome to the Von Wien Show. What's your name?
This is the MFP in the chat room.
Yeah, man. Well, where are you from?
I am from Louisiana here.
Awesome.
Survivor.
Can you speak up just a little bit?
Survivor of the recent Hurricane Ida.
Yes. Yeah, man, that was a massive storm, wasn't it? God.
Oh, yeah. It's now,
carnage
it's now
and destruction.
Right. Well, now, granted, Vaughn, we were on the west side of the storm, and we basically got nothing but wind, but there were strong winds, you know.
I know.
It just turned eastward. Now, you know, you probably talked about how corrupt this president or alleged president is. You know, this is just another example. This whole deal with the Chinese for the lithium is just another example of how corrupt this guy is. I mean, all he wants to do is set his family up for life. That's all he wants to do.
That's right.
I mean,
that's what they're doing.
I mean, look. Yeah. I mean, and look, you're right about this treaty. He signs it. We can get him for treason. Now, we won't be able, we can impeach him for treason. And you know what the punishment for treason is? Get a rope.
That's right.
You know, it's a hanging. And look, they're going to try and do this stuff. And I mean, the American people have about had it with these people, you know. And look, we saw what they tried to do on January 6th by saying, oh, you can't carry any guns in the Washington, D.C., right? Oh,
right.
It's illegal. Well, if they do that, if they think they can get away with that, they got another thing coming. Because how are they going to stop a couple million people if they want to show up with guns from coming into the city? How are they going to stop them?
I know. Well, I would say this. The U.S. government, they should be very careful what they wish for. They keep saying that everybody was an insurrectionist. Well, if that's no insurrection. If you want an insurrection, we'll show you a real one. Capiche? Yeah. That wasn't an insurrection. That was unarmed people that were escorted into the Capitol grounds by the Capitol Police and by their ushers. So they just should be very careful what they wish for. This cannot stand. All these things that they're doing cannot stand. They're unconstitutional.
Sure. And they want, and they still have it in the back of their head that they're going to pack the courts. That's in the back of their head now. Don't think they haven't given up on that. Don't think they've given up on that. You know, it's still there. And the whole thing with, oh, we're going to raise your tax. Everything they've said, he said, they all said, all the Democratic candidates in that, in those Democratic primaries a couple years back, they have not taken those things off the table yet. They're still there. And as long as Pelosi and Schumer have some sort of control over the Democrats. Now, granted, there are a couple Democrats that aren't going to vote for some of these spending things or might not vote for some of these spending things. But if they can get control over those guys, they can get some of this stuff they want done and have him sign it and make it incredibly tough for Trump to – or whoever becomes the next president to walk it back, you know?
Right.
You know,
I agree, man. And it gets worse, MFP. Guess what? Biden has already started to give away America's largest naval base in Norfolk, Virginia, to NATO. And so Biden has also made the statement that he wants, or he says he needs, foreign troops on American soil. I told you earlier in the monologue that Biden, according to many sources, this is not conjecture, doesn't have the control over branches of our military that he likes to play like he does have control. So there's a big schism in our military right now between the white hats and the black hats, if you say. And so Biden has made that comment, that eerie comment that I need foreign troops under my command, like UN troops. And so, look, it's far from over, folks. This may be just gearing up. Don't think this guy's going to fade away and this guy, you know, we don't know what else he's got planned. He is a very sinister guy, very nefarious guy, the deep state so-called president. He's been installed, not elected. View him in that light. And he was installed by the globalists, by the elites in this country. Go ahead, man.
And Vaughn, here's something else to think about. He signs this illegal and unconstitutional treaty. You know what that gets us? That gets us the blue hats on our soil. That's what that gets us.
That's right.
UN troops on our soil, you know, and that's, that's unconstitutional as well, because we'd have to house them, and that's what was one of the biggest things that got us.
That's right.
Us, you know, we were housed.
Well,
they
forced the colonists to house British troops and to feed them and to give them your bed. They marched into your home. That was one of the biggest reasons for the revolution. And UN troops, that's also unconstitutional. You know, I always say in life that the American people have a long fuse, but at some point there will be the straw that breaks the camel's back, pun intended. And I mean when it breaks. Don't come crying to me. I don't want to hear anybody call the show or email the show and wring their hands I will tell them all, where the hell have you been since 2015 when I launched this show? Where have you been just in general? Are you only paying attention now when your life in your bubble is threatened? See, people better wake up now, because the thing is, we've been talking about these issues for a long time, and they keep dumbing down the American people. But again, I always say this, MFP, we don't need all the people in the country. That's the big fallacy. And most rhinos that you hear on the radio or TV shows will say, we need everybody to be together. We have to reach across the aisle, man. We got to unify. Well, BS. We don't need to unify with anybody, because we know half the country right now is dead set against you anyway. It's more BS, more Bernie Sanders. You know what it is. In the Revolutionary War, they only need 3%, folks, to do anything. 3% is what started the revolution. It wasn't a majority. It wasn't, you know, revolution by consensus. It didn't meet in committees. They didn't break out and talk about it. They did things in the real world. And so if they keep poking the bear, they're going to have another problem on their hands. I'm not going to do it. You're not going to do it. They're going to do it. They don't know when to stop. And the militant left Democrats, they always overplay their hands. It's so bad right now that it's almost like we have the redcoats back in our government, you know? With right. These draconian edicts. Go ahead, man.
I'll go back to the 1950s. The Democrats hated McCarthy because he exposed the fact that they had communists in our government, right? That he helped to expose that we had he might have taken it a little bit too far and went after some people in Hollywood and got some people fired from jobs and all that stuff. But the general feel was that he was exposing communists in our government. Man, he'd have a field day today with Joe McCarthy. There's communists all over this government, you know. And
they have actively recruited them and hired them for decades on purpose, to get them in these positions. If you were if you were a white Christian heterosexual guy, I knew several that applied back in the day. Now, you walked in, you applied, and they never got the job. Then they might apply to the FBI or the CIA or whatever. And for some reason, you just weren't selected. You weren't a woman. You weren't the new flavor of the day. You weren't a black. You weren't a brown. You were the wrong color at the wrong time with the wrong agenda and narrative going against you. And that has been trending ever since really the mid to late 80s. And so it's still out there. It's in corporate America. And it's also in the government, you know?
Right. And think about this. The only other group that has things against them besides the white people are the Asian people. I mean, people go on punching people in the face and all that stuff, and they're getting kicked out of colleges because their grades are too high. They can't get into college because their grades are too high and all that stuff. And it's like, okay, don't we want the best of the best to get there? And if those people are the best of the best, then why are we putting them behind the eight ball and saying, here comes the cue stick, you know?
Right. I know, man. It's crazy. You know, it's really crazy. MFP, thanks for calling the show. Love talking to you. From Louisiana, call back anytime, man. Love you out there. Spread the good news. Thanks, buddy. Let's get to a new caller here. Hello, you're on the Von Wien Show. What's your name? Are you there? Going once. Going twice. Are you there? It's a local Phoenix Scottsdale number, which ends in 8. That's you. Come on the line. Are you there?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name?
My name's Cacao Kelly.
Hey, how's it going? How are you doing? Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
You said it was Kelly Kelly?
This has been like my second time listening to you.
Oh, cool. Love to have you. Glad you're here. What are your thoughts tonight?
My thoughts? Well, I've been in the Patriot scene for about 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And know about all the things you're talking about. So I've been around the mill quite a few times here. Went to Las Vegas and was in Kennedy's group over there for a while.
Cool.
Anyways, yeah. It's all very interesting. We've had...
You live here in the Valley?
I do.
Great. What part of the Valley? East Valley?
No. I live in Phoenix area.
Okay. Well, I saw the 480 area code, so I wasn't sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, I used to live in the East Valley a long time ago. So.
Gotcha. Now, I do apologize. I didn't catch your name totally. Is it Kelly Kelly or just Kelly?
Cacao Kelly.
Cacao Kelly.
Yes.
I like that. Okay. Love it. Well, what are your thoughts about everything that's going on or the monologue? And we're so glad that you're here. We have a lot of listeners out there. And as you know, with talk radio format, a lot of people, most people listen, and I get that. But if you're a new caller like yourself, you get in front of everybody on the board. So that's the power that you have. And so you're here. So I love it. So what else do you think about what's going on in your own words?
I think it's a bunch of crap. And if you don't stand up for yourself and your family now, it'll be too late shortly. So,
I agree. It's coming to that, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It is. It's always been prophesied within my church that the Constitution would be be held by a thin string. Cleon Skousen, he wrote that in a couple of his books, which we're past that. We are so past the Constitution being held by a string. It is almost gone, totally. So our rights as U.S. citizens, as sovereigns, are going. They are so totally going away. And it's just been over time that these have been eroding. But I would say, especially the last, there's been quite a few presidents that have eroded them away even farther than some of the others. But we need to do something about it, because if we don't stand up now, there won't be a future for the United States at all.
I agree with you. You know, and can I call you Kelly for a short?
Sure.
Is that fine?
Yes, that's good.
Christine Kelly Kelly, I think it's what you said, is a bit of a tongue twister.
No, it's Cacao Kelly, and
Cacao Kelly.
I'm the lady of Irish pirate.
Love that. A Lady of Irish Pirates?
No, Irish Pirates.
Oh,
yeah, yes.
Irish Pirates. I'm sorry. Our tech wizard. It's kind of a bad connection here in my studio. So you're his lady friend. Oh, my God, this is an honor. So glad to meet you.
Nice.
You're always welcome on the show, always. Well, he talks very highly of you. I think he's quite smitten. And it sounds like you all are both get along fantastically well. And I wish you a great future together. And I hope you're blessed with many, many children. Just kidding. No.
Yeah,
I hope you're blessed, period. Put it that way. Well, we need more Patriot fighters for the front, for God's sake, you know? They got to come from somewhere. No, it's an honor to meet you. And look, I'm so glad that you called because we have a lot of people that email me or that message me, and I've been encouraging them to call, and they go, man, you know what? A lot of people say this. But before I get to that, I'll tell you what the show is. The show, as you know, is a format for America. I want to hear from you. I do not need, no, I can very easily talk for 2 hours straight. But I did not ever structure the show like that, Irish will tell you. I highly encourage America to speak. There aren't many venues like mine where you can come on and speak here, and I give you a platform. We're broadcasting all over the country. We're in 15 countries, and we do want to hear from real Americans. People always ask me, why don't you have congressmen on or senators or, you know, they get in the frickin' airtime anyway, right? And I, on purpose, have never, well, I called up a couple of congressmen to come on, and one couldn't make it, but they were super cool. I won't give you their names yet. But my thing is this, traditionally, this show was designed as the man and woman on the streets of America. I want to hear from people like you, from our great callers, our great guests. Those other guys, you know, these corporate shows, they always have the local congressman on. He says the same thing over and over again. Heard a few this morning while I'm working. It's nice. But to me, it's not a big claim. Anybody can get a congressman if you work hard enough at it. Because they are always looking to get in the media. Like I've had politicians that have told me, why haven't you ever called our office to ask us to come on? And I go, because you've never been invited. Well, but we want a special invitation, right? And Kelly, I just tell them, you can call the show like everybody else. You can call the show. Here's the number. I'd love to put you on the air. If you want to come on as a VIP guest, let me know. But there's no red carpet treatment for some of those people that aren't really what I deem as patriots. They just want airtime, free airtime, to put out their own wares, right? So I've told a few of them, you can call. We'll be very nice to you. No one's going to bite you yet. But, you know, that's how I've always sort of structured the show, because most talk show guys come on and they always want to go, well, they always do the format. I've got to get a congressman. I've got to get a state senator. I've got to get a state rep, and I'm going to go build up my base, and I'm going to go build everything. I totally threw that out the window. It's part of my Germanic warlord abilities to just take out my sword and go, no, we're going to do it a different way, because there's no show that people like you can speak. So what's been on your mind lately among Irish Pirate? Put the ball back in your court.
Wow.
How's that for a loaded question? I see he's on hold, too, so we'll have him on later.
That is quite loaded.
I load it up, baby. I load it up. Oh, yeah. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Well, and I did catch your podcast Tuesday night, to my chagrin.
This is our fun show. The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. Well, you know, it's just a little, it's our frat party. It's a frat party. It's supposed to, that's like my improv night where I try out new songs. Hopefully we'll get a few new callers and I'll mix it up. So I try out new things really on that show to see what works.
Yeah.
It's a big fraternity party. I mean, my God, I invoke Animal House, the movie. Come on. We play some good rock and roll with sexual innuendo, which I love. Double entendres, which I love. Love that British humor. God, cracks me up.
Yes.
So carry forward here. What would you, let me ask you this. What would you, Kelly, like to see in the Von Weehen show from a female perspective? As America puts the woman on the pedestal, what is your wish and desire? And I will command it. Tell me.
Oh, my gosh.
Flyers, baby. The studio that I'm in, the underground bunker, the Fuhrer bunker, with echoes of World War II and history and the Germanic Wars. Is right here as an army beside you. We are here listening to the female persuasion. What would you like the show to do or be or say?
Oh, wow. Well, I think I'd like to hear more women actually speak up on your shows.
Me too.
You know, I don't know how many are listen to your podcast are women, but it would be nice to get a female perspective on things, no matter what you're talking about.
I agree.
I just can't pinpoint, you know, one particular subject. I myself, unfortunately, have a perspective on many things due to my relations. My family relations are quite prominent in the leadership area of different countries. So so I have quite a perspective on world events. But I can't think of just one main topic that, you know, I would like to discuss. I mean, we could discuss prophecies. I know that gets into a little bit of religion.
What's your favorite theme in current events? That might be a better question. Do you have a pet political project, passion, or issue? Your call.
Oh. Well, we've been discussing it already. My pet peeve is the vaccination.
Right.
That's my pet peeve.
Well, I want you to say it because that's mine too, among many things. But yeah, they are, you know, Australia is being strangled by the New World Order. They literally are putting people in 14-day solitary confinement if you do not have the COVID shot. The health minister came on TV. I saw the video. And she said, and she let it slip out, this is part of the New World Order. Her words, not mine. You can look it up. I vet everything I say. If I can't totally vet it, I may say apparently or allegedly, but you know it's true. It's amazing.
I do understand that somewhere they are also taking children away from their parents if the parents have not received the vaccination shot.
They are. Now, Australia, in my view, is a beta test for the New World Order. A lot of people don't know that they only have really 25 million people in Australia. I looked it up. They mainly live on the coast. Sydney, I have friends on the ground there, not friends, but let's say they're intel sources, spies, if you will, that tell me that Sydney is a ghost town. Sydney has been, it's very quiet. There used to be bustling eateries and bars and people walking around having a great, you know, living their lives. Ghost town, quiet. Businesses boarded up. Economy is grinded to a standstill. I think the globalists figured that we are already in New Zealand. We already have New Zealand under control, full spectrum control. Now we're moving to Australia. The next target is Australia. And also don't forget the Australians, like the New Zealanders, gave away their gun rights, comes back again, decades ago. And, you know, for a while they thought we could live here and be hunky-dory and have a great time. They have very few guns in Australia. No, there's some, but not like America. We're the big we're the last obstacle to the New World Order, and they all know it. So they figure we will lock down these smaller countries first. Then we're going to focus like a laser beam on America. And it's coming, folks. I'm telling you, it's coming. Tyranny is coming. War may be coming. I hope not. I would love to be wrong. Prove me. I got a very sane ego. I would love to be proved wrong. But everything I see points in that direction.
Well, we're all set up for it. I mean, we have the concentration camps. We have the FEMA trains. I mean, we're all set to go to be under, you know, what, dictatorship, if you like. I'm just waiting for Biden trying to, you know, limit our ability to move within our own city, even
that's
going to
be next.
You know, that may
it's
be
coming.
Next.
It's coming. The papers. What they're trying to do is they're trying to impose medical tyranny with the vaccine passports, and they're going to have a no-fly order. You cannot fly around the country without a vaccine passport. You cannot travel from state to state or even city to city. See, in Australia, you cannot go – they're using Australia as the model. You cannot go down the street in Australia, research this, more than a few miles, and there's a police checkpoint everywhere. And at the police checkpoint, they ask you, what is your business? What are you doing? You can only go to the grocery store for certain items, not anything, not for ice cream. Not fast food, they'll send you back. And if you don't have the right papers, they send you back anyway. So in other words, what they want to do, this is a government way to starve out the people. Now, I've told you people for years, for months, stockpile food while it's relatively cheap in your home. You may need a 6 month to a year supply. I would have a year supply personally. One, at the very least, it gives you time to figure out your next move so you don't starve. You have food to bring with you. So as you get some extra money, buy things that won't perish. And I rotate my cans, things of that nature. A lot of things are like the things that only take water, like, you know, instant potatoes or instant rice. Beef jerky is great. Things that aren't going to spoil in a few years. People didn't do that in Australia, and they just now they're running out of food, and the government doesn't care. And they and people in this country need to wake up because they want to do the same thing over here. You know, we all see
well,
it.
Well, and I'd
it's
also
like
encourage
I said,
people.
Mm-hmm.
I'd also encourage people to buy seeds as well because
absolutely,
you know. The time frame, I mean, let's just say you have 6 months worth of food. During that time, you could be growing seeds and, you know, having your seedlings and transplanting them and whatnot and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And after the end of the 6 months, you don't have anything left. You could actually already be eating your garden or extending what food storage you do have.
I agree. You got to have both, but you need ready-made food because it takes months to grow up crops. You know, it don't grow overnight.
Well, I know that. Yeah.
Right, right. So I'm saying that people need both. Absolutely, you're right. They need seeds, and I have lots of seeds over here. And folks, you better get your hands. She's right. You better get your hands on seeds and buy a gardening book or two. Now, I grew up with gardens, so I could pick it up very quickly, like most Americans. But a lot of people don't know one iota about growing their own food. Now, the government has said that they discourage people from learning gardening. When we have our own government telling farmers to destroy crops or you shouldn't learn about gardening, what they're doing, they're setting you up for a big fall. They want to catch Americans off guard. And they're doing everything that's antithetical to this country. Our government's been hijacked by, in my view, hostile powers, hostile entities that discourage you to defend yourself. They discourage you to grow your own food. They discourage you to have a victory garden to buy seeds or food or stockpile. The government's made it very clear that anybody who's stockpiling or prepping, and in their view, you're a domestic terrorist. Their own words. And you're a white supremacist, God forbid. Oh, my God. You know? But they want people to be packed in the cities where they can be easily controlled.
Well, absolutely. So, and overseas, there's many countries who have banned food storage. They're only allowed a month's supply of food overseas.
That's right. Now, you got to ask yourself, why would governments have these draconian laws banning you from stockpiling food? It's very simple, folks. They want to use food and starvation as a weapon against you. If you know you don't have any food in your house and you've got four kids or even yourself or your wife or whatever, a girlfriend or whatever the case is, you are more easily controlled with food. And they know that hungry people will be desperate people, and desperate people will do anything the government tells them to do. And that's where they want you. They want you under their thumb, controlled. They'll use thirst and starvation as weapons, and they always have throughout history. And I see them do it again. Kelly, thanks so much for calling the Von Wien Show. Call back anytime. Love you.
All right. Thank
Kuka
you.
Kelly. Thank you. Have a great night. I'll give Irish Pirate your very best. Thank you.
All right.
Have a good night. Great call there, a new caller. Fantastic. Well, we covered a lot of ground. But Jack Nicholson says this about truth.
You can't handle the truth unless you tune in to the Von Wehunt Show. That's right. He's no rhino. He's no paper-thin prosecutor standing in front of you in the courtroom. He's a real guy with real convictions. And he's got his own show on Thursdays on DarkSkyRadio.com. 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Be there. Don't be a wimp.
This promo is called Tricky Dick Nixon and Donald Trump. I hope you enjoy it.
Well, I am astounded by this.
What are you talking about, sir?
This paperwork by Nikola Tesla. This is amazing when it comes to energy and the source of energy and how it can be utilized for the people, for the common good.
But you're planning to bring this out and publish it?
I'm planning to share it with the people. I think this would be one of the most amazing things if it would be brought out. You know what I need to do?
What is that?
I need to contact Donald Trump, that young fellow who's in New York who is the real estate mogul. I'm friends with his uncle, and I have talked about quite a few things with his uncle, and I think his uncle is a very sharp man.
I didn't realize that.
Yes, that's a fact. So get him on the phone, and I'm going to have a conversation with this young Donald Trump and share a few things with him that he needs to know.
All right, I'll dial the phone right now. That's not a problem. You said Donald Trump, correct? That's right, Donald the Man Trump. That's the character, the Donald himself.
Hey, this is Rocky. I want to tell you that Vaughn's got the making of a champion there, you know? That's why he's back on the air. He's got his show. He's swinging both fists, you know what I mean? He's landing knockout punches. Hey, you got to tune into him. He's on Thursday nights, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Call in if you got something you want to tell him or something you want to tell America. That's the Vaughn Weehunt Show. That's right, on DarkSkyRadio.com. Hey, this is a rock here. I'm going to go get a cappuccino, I think. No, it's later. I'm going to go get a beer. Hey, we'll talk to you later.
We love Rocky on the Vaughn Weehunt Show. Let's get you the gunslinger in the great state of Texas, chomping at the bit to talk to you, the American people. Gunslinger, how are you doing tonight, man? I know you're there.
We're always here. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. How are you?
not too bad. We're, celebrating over a week of constitutional carry here in Texas. No riots, no blood in the street, nice and peaceful, just like it's supposed to be.
Wonderful.
I was going to
yes.
say about what you were talking about earlier about this wanting all these electric cars by what'd you say 2030? That's a joke.
Yep.
And these
people. That's what they say.
That's what they say.
I know.
You know, like I said, the electrical grid is not going to be able to handle all this. I'm a retired master electrician, electrical engineer, 20 years in the field. I know how this stuff works. And it's a joke whenever I see or anybody mention, all these electric cars so great. No, they're not. Okay, they have to be charged. I mean, imagine if you're driving one of these electric cars and you run out of juice. Okay, that's what we like to say in the trade. You run out of juice. Okay, what are you going to do? Grab a gallon of a can and go down the street to get you a can of electricity? I'd like to see that one. Can you imagine walking down the street with a 1 gallon can? Oh, I'm looking for electricity. Yeah, right. Okay, sure. It's impossible. Okay, I mean, simple things, because our grid in the United States is so antiquated. Okay, I mean, they haven't done nothing to this thing in decades. Okay. I mean, the slightest little thing could probably take the entire United States grid down. It happened in around 1900. Go look up the Carrington effect. Okay, back then it was just telegraph. Yeah, okay, that's been a long time ago. Yeah, and that was caused by a solar flare, by the way. Okay, and it took out the entire communications in the entire United States. Boom, gone. Okay, so imagine if that was to happen today. Okay, holy Toledo. Okay. And you're going to have all these electric cars. That's impossible. I mean, the grid cannot handle it because there's limited power stations. I mean, look here in Texas just the past winter. The little bit of less than 2 weeks, a little bit of snow and everything. It almost took out the entire grid of Texas. We were within minutes of losing the Texas grid because froze up. Yeah, remember that? The wind generators froze up. The well heads for the natural gas that feeds a lot of the gas-fired, generating stations froze up. Okay. Where was this when the lights went out in the dark? Okay.
Right.
But everybody just rants and pauses and jumps up and down. Oh, electric cars are so great. Well, guess what, people? It takes power to charge these batteries that are in these electric cars, okay? I mean, where are you going to get it at? I mean, I'd love to know this, because there's no new generating stations being built. You're going to rely on solar. The sun shines only during the day. You're going to rely on wind. Well, maybe if you're in a windy area. But remember, I don't care what type of source of power that you get. It's all fed into the grid, okay? It's all fed into the grid. There's a lot of people say, well, my power provider, they just get it from solar. No, they don't. They're lying to you, okay? I'd like to give the example of draw you a circle on a piece of paper. Put four squares inside of this circle. That represents all forms of electrical generation in this country. Solar, wind, nuclear, lignite coal, natural gas, geothermal, hydroelectric, the whole nine yards. And draw four X's outside the circle and connect a straight line to the outside of the edge of the circle. That's you. The X's are you. That's the customer. And the squares inside the circle are the generating facilities. Okay? It doesn't matter what it is. It's all going to the grid. Electricity is electricity. It doesn't matter what source it comes from. Okay? Whether it's, wind or the solar or whatever. Okay? This is what people cannot understand. You don't have a wire running from your house to a solar generator or a solar cell or a wind turbine. It doesn't work that way. It would be wonderful if it did, my God, but it don't.
I know.
Okay, we got to face reality. It doesn't work that way.
So true,
people,
man.
A lot of people just flip the switch.
Well, you know your stuff, Gunslinger. You are an electrical engineer, man. You know this stuff. You're a tech guy. And, well, what I'm bringing up is Agenda 2030. You know, it's now 2021, and 9 more years. They want the rollout of that Agenda UN 2030 program. And that's written up in their program, and Biden's talked about it, too. It's very nefarious, very sinister. I'm with you. I think the practicality of it wouldn't work. But if they have a massive false flag event in this country, and that, my friends, is the one thing that they are capable of doing. They could say all these internal gas combustion engines must be given over to the government. Now, it sounds far-fetched now, but they will, they'll wrap it in climate change and it's for the children. It's, they're famous for making up excuses to take away your freedoms and your liberties. Bottom line, the government's famous for doing that. So I don't put anything past them. What sounds far-fetched today would be truth tomorrow. We thought it was far-fetched. They would shut down the entire country, but yet they did it. We thought it was far-fetched that they would require every American to wear a mask. And if you don't, you're going to hell. That was their attitude, and they got millions of Americans to comply and wear masks. So all they have to do is use the media and gin these things up, and then voila, you have government compliance. Your final thoughts, sir?
You said it right there. I mean, the people are so, out of touch, stupid. One final thought right here is, remember the George Floyd, all that stuff, right? Here's a little saying that you ought to think about real close, and it's real short. A career criminal, he was a career criminal, got a gold casket, three television funerals, rights, murals, statues, and his family got $27 million over a criminal now and a porn star. But 13 brave fallen soldiers got Joe Biden to look at his watch 13 times. But that's so good.
I love
it.
So true.
Catch you later.
Gunslinger, thank you, man. That is fantastic. Love that. Very, very true. Well, look, it was also reported that the White House staffers were playing Harry Potter games. I kid you not. I have the photographs to prove it, in and around the White House while real Americans were left stranded and still are and abandoned in Afghanistan during that tumultuous botched retreat of last week and several days ago. Yeah, they were playing Harry Potter games. I saw the young staffers, young Democrats with brooms acting like Harry effing Potter. Seriously. This is our government. This is your taxpayer dollars, hard at work, America. In news around the world this week, get this, America. Fox News is named directly in the current 9/11 lawsuit. They were involved in the planning and cover-up, the lawsuit alleges. Mm-hmm. Their main role these days, the lawsuit says, is dividing Americans by promoting the two-party corrupt system. That, I'd love to be a judge on that case and listen to both sides. My God, that would be a career maker. Also, the official National Archives website has added a trigger warning to the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and our precious Bill of Rights, which cautions that the documents, I want the drum roll to be loud this time, that these documents of our founding fathers and the colonies, that they contain harmful language. Yes, you can go to the National Archives website. I saw it myself, and they have a little disclaimer. It says, if you read this, it has harmful language. Unbelievable. This is where we're at in America today. Just really bad. Also, some more news. We'll get to some more calls here in a second. Federally protected black vultures are eating cows and sheep alive in our grain basket in the upper Midwest. Fed up farmers, I don't blame them, in the South and Midwest have requested permits to kill the vulture birds. Yes, yes. Kill them all. Black vultures are typically scavengers, but increasingly have been preying on lambs and calves, babies actually. Sometimes as they're being born, they'll sneak up. Now, this is very gross, but you have to learn that I've always told you that nature is brutal. The birds peck out the eyes first of the lambs and calves so they can't see. And while their parent has their back turned, and then they devour everything but the hide and bones. Yeah, hunt those vultures down and kill them. And they are giving out permits like candy. So the black vulture hunters in America, we want our cows and sheep to be alive. Kill the vultures is my show's motto. Kill the vultures. And you can take that any way you want. How about those apples? Also in Japan, two healthy men, ages 30 and 38, with no pre-existing illnesses, died days after receiving the Moderna vaccine found to contain tiny metal flakes. They reportedly reacted very well to magnets. 39 vials were found to contain the fragments last week in debris at 8 centers, including one in Tokyo. Wow. More than 1.6 million doses have been thrown out and withdrawn by the Empire of Japan. I agree with them. I agree with our Japanese allies. Folks, we will get to some more calls here in a minute. We're so glad you're here. But first, a message from Star Trek and Captain Kirk.
Well, Spock.
Yes, Captain.
I don't think I've ever been any more sure of anything in my life, throughout the galaxy or here on planet Earth, but that people need to get together for the right thing. Instead of tearing things apart and lighting things on fire with all this war, all this craziness, all this chaos, all this demand, all this unkindness to one another in human nature and throughout mankind, the people need to stand with each other. And never been a clearer message, Spock, than the message from the Von Weehan show, wanting good for the masses, for everyone in the country, in the nation, across the world, but knowing that we all have to work and work together for what we have and to help others when we can, but resist the temptation to riot, to burn, to destroy, to assault, to batter, to beat fellow human beings. Spock, don't you agree?
That is totally logical, Captain.
Thank you, Spock. Yes, yes. So I will continue, as we will continue, I should say, to listen to the Von Weehunt program. Starfleet, be damned if they don't show up and bring us those gas cards and some snacks, too, while we're here. We could use something to eat.
Yes, I'm getting a little hungry, Captain.
Yes, Spock, I am, too. We'll get something soon. All right, let's tune in, Spock, right here.
Now, in our last show, we talked about planet Earth and galactic history and how we, the cutting-edge humans, are the ascendants of our glorious cosmic past, how we have transcended the time-space continuum, to branch out into new worlds and to conquer them, leading to ever more interesting discoveries. Scientists now tell us that in the case of Nostradamus, no one knows the source of his inspiration. Was he fed information and intel from a higher spiritual power, such as the Oracle of Delphi? Or was he obtaining his uncanny knowledge from an otherworldly or extraterrestrial alien origin? Science tells us that Nostradamus may have trained his brain to contact something else out there in the universe. Zero-point energy field. Some researchers and physicists believe that everything and everyone connects through the zero-point field, where a collection of electric charges from every thought we have, from every action we make, and any event of the past, present, and future is stored. The zero-point field is thought to be where everything that was ever thought or every behavior or every action, anything that requires or involves energy, is dumped into the field and still is today. It literally contains all the information for the infinite time that we have been here in the cosmos. Other people call it the universal mind or the cosmic field. The concept of the zero-point field rests on the concept and theory that the universe occupies more than the three basic spatial dimensions of height, width, and depth we've been taught in school. It's called string theory. In string theory, in physics, there are 11 dimensions that are envisioned. They are very small, wrapped up, or compact. So if these dimensions are relatively small, curved, and compact, we would not notice them in our own spatial dimension and reality, or even know that they exist in time. The zero-point field could be in another dimension, they say. We would not notice really moving along the spatial dimensions, and thus these dimensions are undetected by the mind of man. And with that, let's get to Paul the Gladiator in North Phoenix. How are you, sir?
Good, man. Good show. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, man?
We got you. We got you, man. How are you doing?
Yeah.
On the
show, man. Yeah. Hey. So I'm
Thank
just
going to
talk about. I'm just going to talk about the vaccine tonight. Okay.
Okay. Cool.
All right.
Let's talk
so,
about that.
You know, I was.
I know you got some good intel for our listeners.
Yeah. So I, you know, I was in a training class today, so I didn't see his ridiculous speech, but I caught some bits and pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we kind of knew eventually about a year ago that this was going to come down this way, where the federal government is taking an emergency FDA approval and breaking the law by putting it into a mandated emergency demand on the citizens of the United States of America. The federal
right.
government in Washington, D.C. has absolutely no power in any one of the 50 states to, you know, no pun intended, to trump over any governor for a mandated
mm-hmm.
order within that state's borders. Because the federal government cannot say for certain that any resident in any state is going to cross state lines and go into another state, which is their jurisdiction, interstate trafficking. Okay, but
mm-hmm.
intra within the state, anything within the state, intrastate, they do not have any powers unless you are breaking a federal law.
Right.
But it's unlawful for any emergency medical approval by the FDA to become mandated by the federal government for any of the citizens within the borders. Now, they can mandate non-citizens, so all these illegal aliens and all these Afghanistans, 95,000 Afghanistans we're going to bring into the country, they can mandate
can
that they get vaccinated before they enter the country, but they cannot mandate any U.S. citizen whatsoever because they don't know of any interstate traveling, and they can't they can't prognosticate that all the citizens are going to cross the state line via an airplane, a train, or an automobile, or even walk over the state line. So, you know, and I've talked many a times, I hope a lot of our listeners are looking this up, but I want you to go on Google, you know, that's my research tool. Go on Google, put in SM-102, put in Cayman Chemical, okay, C-A-Y-M-A-N Chemical. Look up the owners of Cayman Chemical. Look up the patent holders of SM-102 and all of the 7-HB chemicals within SM-102. They are all cancer-causing agents. You cannot even use this by OSHA. You can't use this via your fingers. You're not supposed to get it on your skin. You're not supposed to breathe it in. This is the vax base of the Moderna and the Pfizer and the Johnson & Johnson vaccines, which are not vaccines. They're SM-102 shots to kill people. And if you look up what the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation did 6 and 7 years ago, 50 million free shots into the country of India to quote-unquote healthy vaccinate 13-year-olds up to 29-year-olds. And those are the 50 million who are now 19 to 35-year-olds in India that are literally just dying in the streets. They're burning their bodies, and everybody in India is breathing in the air of the SM-102 chemical that is now flying around in the air, and nobody's got masks over there, and they're breathing in the SM-102. So it's not that you need a mask for COVID-19. You need a mask for the SM-102 because the cure is the disease. And I saw a statistic as of yesterday. I cannot believe this is true. Over 73% of U.S. citizens have received at least one of these COVID-19 shots. And remember, you know, about a month and a half ago, I said if Joe Biden and these Democrats reach 70% threshold, that means the American population is going to do a nosedive because – and they want to vaccinate children as young as 2 years old now. Pfizer and the – on the board, Gottlieb, who used to be the FDA director, is on the board, and he is super proud that they're going to get emergency use to vaccinate two-year-olds all the way down to two-year-olds, and parents are going to allow that to happen.
That's well, they want to get them sick. They want the kids to get sick, and they want the kids to eventually die. And see, what we see, Paul, is you're right. All these governments are saying ours is notorious for it. They want you to take 3, 4, 5 booster shots. It was a booster, because they can't kill you quick enough. They can't get you sick quick enough, and they want this to happen and to happen fast. Like I told you folks before, the New World Order globalists, these are old effers. These are old, crusty guys and gals. They're in their 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s for the Rothschilds. And they want to see this thing go down before they die, to be blunt. They want this thing to go down. And they've told all these world leaders, you better play off our playbook or we're going to kill you, literally. And we're going to shoot down your plane, or your family is going to die, or you can buy in with us and you have 1,000 years of fiefdom and be a lord and master over your country for eternity is what they're promising these guys. Just to interject there, Paul, that's why they have the bum rush, man, to get this stuff done. And you're right, they're going down to little kids now. Go ahead, man. Sorry.
Yeah, so, you know, Kim the Truth Seeker brought up a good point a few weeks ago to me, and I think we mentioned it last week, but I wasn't sure. So if you go back to the 70s and 80s, the rate of retardation with United States children, and it was super rare to see a retarded child, was 1 in 10,000. I think
right.
it was in the, from the 60s, yeah, 60s and 70s. And then,
mm-hmm.
you know,
that's
America,
right.
got, America got vaccination happy with their children, and the FDA and all the powers that be, all the powerful families, tier one, tier two, tier three families, you know, they invested in all the medical research, chemotherapy, radiation, all these cancer hospitals. And now the retardation level, this is unbelievable, drum roll please, is one
yes.
out of 35.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
one out of 35, from 1 in 10,000 to 1 in 35, does anybody see a problem with that? And we have 73% of Americans rolling up their sleeves willingly for a free SM-102 poison cancer shot?
It's exactly what the government wants. They want you to beg them for the shot, to voluntarily roll up your arm sleeve. This is, they want you putty in their hands, and they want you brainwashed, lined up, and ready to get your shot. And you better be back for the damn booster, man.
Oh, they
want four or five booster shots in you.
Well, mm-hmm. they just announced pre-approval was just announced for the third booster shot already, because they came up with a new name after Delta. They have MU. Mu is a new variant to get a booster shot for if you already got
yep.
a second shot for Delta. But, you know, yeah, this has become the knowledgeable against the unknowledgeable. And, you know, pretty soon – I believe, mark my words, people write this down, I believe this is going to go, because they'll come out with the, this is the Mu variant, then they'll have the beta variant, then they'll have the alpha variant, and they will get close to 90%, if not 90% or just over, of the ridiculously stupid low IQ Americans to roll up their sleeve and get at least one shot. I'm going to roll the dice and make a bet that they're all going to get at least two shots. And you and I personally know someone already, although we don't believe he's going to admit it to us, but we know he's dating someone who already had their COVID shot after they
yep.
already had COVID. And I believe that's when we heard how sick he got, in bed for 10 days, brought to a hospital.
And the hospital. And hospital, yep.
Yeah, and then released from the hospital in 5 days, so that's 15 days down hard,
mm-hmm.
fast onset diabetes, and when he leaves the hospital, he has a heart attack and has to have a stent put in his heart, and now he's on insulin diabetes. Lucky he survived, but I know... I mean, we're talking 3 weeks of illness for this guy, and he was a healthy bear.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Yep.
Big time. Never sick.
And that's why
I
told you guys, get ready in more ways than one, because we have to. You have to be thinking that I totally agree with you, Paul. They are going to go for 90%. You want to be in that 10%. Because we want to stay in the 10% range that's not vaccinated. Because
I mean, people are going to look at us like we are the weirdest humans on the planet for not getting shot up with poisons.
The new freaks.
You know,
yep.
Yeah, we're totally freaks. But like you said, just like what happened in India, you know, 4, 5, 6 years later, all the American cancer hospitals and all the Mayo clinics, they will be building facilities all over the country for people who are going in there with liver cancer, brain cancer, lung cancer, bone cancer, blood cancer. I mean, these HB chemicals in this SM-102 by Cayman Chemical, given for free, by the way, to Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca in London, given for free, supported by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, all the Tier 1 families, the Chinese Communist Party. I mean, you name it. They're all financing it. And the whole world's going to go down, man. And we're going to be looking at, like, just planet zero. I mean, it's just going to happen. So,
well, it's going to be called Adam Max America soon. Mad Max is going to – we're going to have – it's going to be crazy after there, man.
Yeah,
seriously.
And, you know, I'll say one thing about that Chinese company you mentioned. So the Chinese actually had already signed with the Afghanistan government a year ago for the lithium mineral rights. That was done right underneath the U.S. government's nose by the former president of Afghanistan. And, you know, 10% of that company is owned by the Biden family because the Chinese government gave Hunter Biden that $2 billion, of which he put $1 billion into that lithium company for the Biden family.
That's right. It all fits together.
That's where the
Paul, thank you for the call, man. Amazing call. Right. Appreciate you, buddy. Have a great night.
Too. All right.
Thank you. Paul the Gladiator speaks the truth, and he's very knowledgeable about the COVID shot and vaccine, as many of you are, and as many of you know. We'll have a little brief intermission here. I need to get a cocktail. We're going into overtime tonight. We'll get to all your calls. Please hang on. We'll get to all of you here on the board, and I shall return after this. During the summer, and this show is hotter than, my God, the sun in our universe. This show is, we're getting lots of inquiries, and our foreign press corps and the people out there love the show. Thailand, you're still number one for the Von Wehan Show. We thank you so much for that. We love you a long time on the Von Wehan Show. Well, we had all had time to have a little intermission there, enjoy the song, and get your favorite adult beverage and cocktail. Our great revolutionary ancestors, my friends, did not give us this country in vain. We will fight for it. If the powers that be don't back off at some point, I think the people will give them a dose of their own medicine, and they won't like it one bit. Word of the wise, in the words of 1776, join or die. With that, let's get to Lincoln and flyover country. Lincoln, how are you doing tonight, man? Are you there?
What's going on, brother? How you doing tonight, man?
What's up, brother? Good to hear your voice. What's your thoughts tonight, man? What's happening?
Man, I'm just that whole speech Biden gave today about the, you know, companies with 100 employees and, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm lucky it doesn't affect me personally. The company I work for is about half that size, so it doesn't affect mm-hmm. me. But I have, like, you know, even good friends of mine, even my best friend that works for I won't say the name of the company, but it's a company with more than 100 employees. Put it that way, you know. And the guy's been there 15 years, man. That's how he pays his bill. That's how he takes care of his
right.
kids. I mean, he's a single dad. He takes care of his kids with his, you know. And that's going to be stripped away from him if he don't take this poison that he is dead set against taking. And, man, I just feel really bad for guys like that, man. I mean, like I said, it doesn't affect me. But my thing is, I think that they're going to cut it. They're going to say 100 first. And then, you know, I think maybe in 2 months they're going to say, well, we still have this major problem. Fuck these unvaccinated people, and then cut it down to like 50, 25, things like that. They're coming for us all, brother. They're coming for us all.
You know what, Lincoln? I totally agree with you, and that's why we have to pray. We have to hope that patriots are inside the government that can deflect and derail and throw wrenches and all these machines. Let us not forget that these people wanted the New World Order to happen really right after 9/11, if not earlier in the mid to late 1990s. They have been delayed about 25 years, and we can delay them further and sabotage all their plans. Patriots out there in the military and rogue elements I talked about in the monologue, I know you're listening. It is your patriotic
yep.
duty to intervene where you can, and not to jeopardize your job or your safety, but to intervene and throw wrenches in this stuff and destroy it from within anywhere you can. It is your patriotic duty to any enemies of the United States, of really America, because the U.S. is a corporation, domestic or foreign, that you have a constitutional duty. Said that you can take the bull by the horns. You have the right to take action. Now, whatever they do is up to them. This is no inducement or incitement of anything like that. We do have people that are nefarious people that are listening to the show. So I'm like the average American. I just watch the news. I don't direct anything from the studio. I simply watch the news and I report on it, as you all do. But I agree with you, man. They're coming out for everybody eventually. And look, I said in the monologue, and I asked you all a philosophical, rhetorical question. Does Biden want a war with the country? And I'm serious about that. I mean, does he realize, in other words, that these things can lead to bad things? And we don't want bad things to happen to our country. I do not. I think anyone's insane that does. But I, like I said before, these things will happen organically if they keep poking the bear. They'll happen on their own without you or me or anybody having to accelerate anything. The way they're going about it, by hurting our food production, by putting out these edicts, first of all, the president has no power over the private sector in that regard to put out these 100 employees or more. So I told you, now, your friend that you're talking about, those guys, I would tell them, again, it's not to add insult to injury. It's just to say what you want to tell those guys is, well, what have you been doing the last 5 or 10 years? And I'm serious, because if they go, oh, man, I'm just now aware of this stuff like yesterday, I'd say, well, we've been in this, in the trenches for years, decades even, you know, so they have a lot of catching up to do. We talked about these people. I always said they're good people. They're the salt of the earth. They'll give you the shirt off their back. They're well-intentioned, but they haven't been paying attention, and they have probably no food in their house, no savings. They're not prepped. They might have one gun. They're just not ready for what's coming. What are your thoughts, Lincoln?
Well, you're talking to Lincoln here, not some other guy. I mean, this is, you're talking about my best friend. I mean, he's one of the guys that helped me build our cabin in the middle of nowhere, and he's prepped to stock to, you know, with supplies to last for longer than me, even with a great arsenal.
Oh, good.
He's been aware of these things for a long time. He works for how do I say this without a Fed posting? He works for a power company, put it that way. And
gotcha.
And I'm like, man, if they're going to burn you down, burn them down before you go. And we'll just leave it at that. Please don't say the state I'm in tonight. That was kind of our thoughts on things. I just feel so bad for a guy that, you know, guys like that, you know, yet like a single dad with a couple kids trying to raise his family. And all of a sudden, like, I mean, he called me tonight, like, damn near in tears, like, man, like, it's finally here. Like, it's finally happening. I got to choose between getting that fucking shot or losing my job. And I don't know how I'm going to take care of my family. Like, I just feel so bad for those guys. And I'm like, you know, it doesn't affect me, brother. I mean, right now, but it's going to, like, I'm probably 2 months, 2-3 months behind you. It's going to affect me. So I just feel so bad for guys like that. Man, I don't know, man. I just feel so bad for guys like that. And by the way, when you look up, if you want to do like a little research, I mean, it only takes like maybe 10 minutes on on any kind of search engine. If you just want to do like a little bit of research on, you know, any search engine, I prefer Swiss cows because it's the only non-Jewish owned one. You know, look up who owns every single vaccine company, Pfizer, Moderna, everything. Like, does anyone realize that Jews own every single vaccine company? And if you don't believe, I don't expect anyone to believe me. Don't take my word for it.
I believe
some guy calling a radio show. Look it up for yourself.
Right.
Tell me I'm wrong.
I know, man, and no, I wasn't trying to impugn the integrity and your good friendship with your friend, he's a great guy, a great father, and a great prepper. I'm using that as an example for millions of other Americans, not people that we personally know, that are out there that are in this quandary. And a lot of people that are in this quandary, my point was, and maybe I didn't articulate it as well as I should, are really just today they woke up and they said, wow, what the hell am I going to do? Now, your friend's been prepping for years. He's a great patriot, right? But I'm just saying, a lot of people, I was watching on the line, I heard some radio shows. Some people, just the light bulb went off today. And that's what I said before in the show a million times. There's a lot of well-meaning, good-intentioned people that go about their business, and they always used to tell me, I don't care and about anything until it affects me directly, right? How many times have I heard that phrase? Well, today it affects you directly. Now what, you know.
There's a lot of people like that.
Or, you know, now what are you going to do?
Face with a sledgehammer today.
Yeah, they got hit with the Biden sledgehammer. Well, maybe that will wake them up. A lot of these people have been asleep. Again, great people, nothing wrong with them. I get it. I always said, look, ignorance is bliss, right? A lot of people would laugh at this stuff and blow it off. And, oh, you're a conspiracy show, and ha-ha, I don't want to call. And I would ask people, I'd say, yeah, it's totally cool. I mean, look, I have my moments too where I just go, the news is so bad. But I get into it, but you have to get away from it once in a while, and that's why, I designed the Bachelor Guide show. But this is a serious show in the sense that these things are real, man, and they're coming out of America like a freight train. I think we're going to have, Lincoln, a lot of people wake up and go, the sledgehammers, they were hit today hard. We were all hit. I told guys for years, get a side hustle going. I'll say it again, get a side hustle. Remember what Biden's edict says, and I think it's going to be shot down by some, hopefully, some patriot congressmen. We're talking about it today. There's only a handful up there with any, you know, even half of any of cojones. But if they can stop this or delay it is what I'm talking about, because the thing is that they have to quash it, but they probably don't have the power to do that. But, guys, get a side hustle. Learn a business. Learn some new trades. Read up on other ways of making money, you know, in our fiat currency system as long as you can, because you may need to do something for a while to feed your kids, right, to pay your rent. Anything you can do, or a lot of guys, you may have to get a job in a company for a couple of years that has 100 or less employees. You may have to play that game as they chase you down the rabbit hole. They'll say, well, they'll say now it's companies with 50 or more or 25 or more, you know, but you may have to by then, hopefully, maybe. And again, everyone lives in a different part of the country and they're going to have to figure out, how am I going to get food? How am I going to pay for my family, myself, even my truck, my car, whatever, get the stuff that I need. And that's why for years I was telling people, get prepped, get ready, buy assets, get your, at least you're going to have things to sell. If all those years they were listening to the show, I was telling them, at least you can sell things for cash. You know, so you got to be thinking ahead of these guys and outmaneuver the government, outmaneuver Biden, outmaneuver the Democrats, because they are evil. And look, at some point, Lincoln, we talked about this, I think the spark is going to fly. So they keep poking the bear, man.
I'm in a Telegram chat with it's a Telegram chat called the Great European Debate. And it's, you know, I'm kind of stay up later than some people. And I get into these voice chats on there where I talk to a lot of people. You know, they're from Australia, they're from England, they're from Ireland, they're from Austria, they're from Germany, they're from Scotland. I mean, they're from all across, you know, what I call the white, you know, nations. And, I mean, all these guys, I mean, I get in these chats, I talk to them, and they're fun to talk to. They have to kind of limit what they say. They think it's funny that I can say more than they can, because I'm allowed to say things that they can't. They get a kick out of that. They think it's hilarious. And, you know, when I talk to these guys from Germany, from Ireland, from England, from, you know, Austria, from all these different European countries, they think it's funny I can say these things. And they all tell me the exact same thing, which is their eyes are on us. They're waiting on us. And as soon as it pops off, they want to pop it off in their country. They're just waiting on us to start it because we're the ones with guns, because they've had it all taken away from them. They're all staring at us right now, waiting for it to waiting for it to start. So that
that's right.
All...
You nailed it. I agree. Yeah, they're all waiting on America, folks. The whole world, once again, waits on the American patriots to save the day. And they may get their wish, because I can tell you one thing, a lot of people I've spoken to in Arizona, Nevada, and California, and there are a lot of militias in California, don't be mistaken, they've all told me the same thing, that once anything happens, they're not stopping. Okay, so they're not, I'll just leave it at that, they're not going to stop. They're going to continue, and if they're going to commit, I agree with them, you either commit 1,000% or you don't do a damn thing. Either you balls of the wall or don't go. Don't go to war. And again, we are hoping, again, people, now all these people say, you know, there's midterms and this and that. And okay, we talked about that. I've told these guys that, look, the way things are going, I want peace and tranquility in America with all of our people. However, having said that, it's pretty obvious to me that the election got stolen. It's pretty obvious to me they're now trying to steal the election in California. They're trying to install Gavin Newsom again as the governor. So my point in saying that is I'm not so sure, as how I put it to people, that we can, quote, vote our way out of this mess. I'll leave it at that. You can use your imagination. Use your imagination. I've got to be careful what I say a little bit, too, because I know they would love to yank the show off the air. So I can get away with murder. But my point is that, yeah, they – look, there's Biden would love – and he's already mentioned he would love nothing to get rid of all these talk radio shows because we're the last platform America has. I can guarantee you this, if the show ever goes dark, it's not because of me pulling the plug. You all need to know that. It will not be because of me. I'm the Paul Revere in the new government. I am telling you that the British are coming. I was warning everybody the British are coming, the communists are coming, the Chinese are coming, the UN is coming, Fauci is coming for you, Biden's coming for you, the Democrat Marxists are coming. I am the Paul Revere of in my view, of the electric airwaves and the radio station. So my point in saying all that is, look, we hope that there's people in the pipeline and patriots that can prevent a lot of this stuff or at least delay it a decade. That would give you all a decade to get ready even more because eventually we're going to run out of time. Eventually we're going to be up against the proverbial wall. And they're trying to get us on that wall now, and we're not going for it. And you're right, the people around the world are saying, America, 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 you're what we're looking for, you're America. So all these guys around the world, here's the bottom line, guys. They gave away their gun rights because they wanted to party and they wanted to have a good time. I understand that, but they never protected themselves, so now they're in cuck nations. They've been conquered. And now they're looking to us once again to bail them all out. Everyone looks to America sooner or later, I always say, to bail them out. And look, this is now a weird time to be alive. It's the most exciting times in some cases, but it all fell in our lap. So they're now looking at us to bail out their situation. And I agree with you. I've heard the same thing from my friends in Greece, Germany, South America, Asia. Go ahead.
I have fascinating chats with these guys. Like our voice chats on Telegram are fantastic. It's really a great conversations when we see eye to eye on everything. We have so much in common. It's crazy when we talk to each other. But you know, unfortunately for them, we're able to say things and possess things and stuff like that. They have to really dance around what they say. They have to be very, very much even – we have to be careful what we say, but they have to be even way more careful with what they say. And, they always tell me the same thing. We're waiting on you. We're waiting on you guys. You guys are – you are
– That's right.
Have half the guns in the world. We're waiting on you guys to pop it off, and then we're going to join in.
They tell me the same. They tell me the same thing. They're all waiting on America. The whole world, again, waits with bated breath on America. And what have I told you guys before? The American patriot is the most powerful man in the world. We're far more powerful than the average European or Asian guy or South American guy. We're definitely more powerful than the New Zealand guy and the Australian guy. Yes, the American patriot, the American male, is armed, has the cojones. And again, on my show, we don't make the news. We don't ever incite anybody to do anything. I simply report the news. The news is so bad that all the threats never come from the people. They never come from talk radio. All the threats come from our own government. All the threats of you've got to get vaccinated and we're going to take your guns and we're going to restrict your freedom, that all comes from the top down. We hear it every day, right? And then the UN, by the way, they have been sitting there in New York City licking their chops, waiting patiently to get into America. They've been organizing, I found out, they've been trying to get in here for decades, and they need a cover for it. They need a good cover, and they're working on that. And it's going to be a thing that I believe it's going to be tied to a false flag attack. And when it happens, they can do martial law. Biden can say, I can't count on rogue elements of our own military, and I need, quote unquote, which the word he's used, I need the UN forces to impose these draconian laws to control you and me, the American people. And they've already got it set up with checkpoints. I've seen the UN checkpoints. They're on the internet. They're already prefabbed, manufactured, ready to go. So, look, don't want to go down too far down the rabbit hole. We're going to scare Grandpa and Grandma. But, look, these things are real, and they're coming out as like a freight train, man. But, no, you're right, Lincoln. These guys overseas, man, they have told me the same thing. We're waiting on you. But I would tell them, okay, great, you're waiting on us. So we're not going to do anything right now. All we're doing, we're preparing. So you got to sit in that toxic stew in your country and make the best of it, buddy. There's no pressure on the American patriot. The American patriot has a mind of his own and her own that we will do what we feel that we need to do at the right time. Again, I believe it's going to get out of control at some future date. I've always said that. And my remote viewing meditative state, I can see a situation where things are just going to get out of control, out of the elite's control, put it that way. And they're not going to know what to do. And they're going to be pushing for this or that. And I think hell's going to break loose in some parts of this country. And I hope not. We're a peace-loving group for all of you that are listening. We want peace, but we talk about war and peace on the show because, as I've told you before, enemies always seek war with us. They're always plotting against us, and plotting means making you take a COVID shot that you don't want. Plotting against us means taxing us into submission. It means draconian laws and edicts and things that are unconstitutional. When I hear those things, those are acts of war, in my mind, against America and against the American people. When I hear that, a snare drum goes off in my head, like a military snare drum. I'm like that guy, Clint Eastwood, in the movie Gran Torino. I literally hear a snare drum of like my past wars that I fought, and my blood boils. And I'm telling you, I get red hot.
American patriots? Do you know what, in my opinion, the biggest problem with American, quote, patriots, guys like mm-hmm. that? My biggest problem with them is that I talk to these guys all the time. They vote conservative, well, quote, conservative. There's nothing conservative about the Conservative Party, but we've already been down that hole a few times. But, you know, they vote conservative. They have their guns. They have their, you know, their things like that. But, I mean, they can literally – a lot of the guys I talk to, they can name off more porn sites than they can presidents. But they're like conservatives.
God forbid. No, oh, my God. No, no, you're right. I know. Well, look, we're going to need – you're not going to find the perfect patriot. We're going to need all hands on deck. God forbid if anything goes down in this country. And again, we hope not. We're a peace-loving radio show. If you're listening out there with the NSA, we are peace-loving. But I would say that, look, we're going to need all hands on the deck. Lincoln, thanks a lot, buddy. Have a great, great night, man.
Hey, have a good night, brother. And by thanks, the way, the last thing I want to say is your caller about McCarthy. Going to McCarthy – he was attacked more by his own party than he was the Democrats, because the Democrats at that time were the actual conservative party at that time period.
So, yep, I agree, good night, man. Brother. Good night, brother. Hail victory. No, you're right. And McCarthy was right, by the way. He went about it maybe not the way everybody wanted him to, but he did name the names, and there are still many communists in our government embedded, deeply embedded. Well, we lost Brett the Surfer. He couldn't hang on. I know he has got a family, but he always calls at the last segment of the show. And by then, we're talking to other people. So, Brett, if you're out there, man, we love you. Got a call earlier in the show. We can get you on. He was on hold for a good 30 minutes. Let's get Irish Pirate on to close out the show for a few minutes here, and let's hear from him, and then we will shut it down. Irish Pirates, how are you doing, sir?
Obviously pretty well.
Are you there?
I like your latest cast of callers.
And, thank you. Yeah, we got some new calls tonight. It's great. And your girlfriend called.
And that's right. And cacao is that very nature of the bean that produces chocolate. You know, not the carob version.
Ah,
the
cacao is what
version.
She was trying to say. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. She
and,
said cacao
so,
Kelly, right?
Yes. We met
okay.
over literally a bottle of cacao nibs. So that's why she has that nickname. So,
love it.
You brought up a bunch of interesting topics tonight, of which I would have to say the single most important thing we're facing now, since everything has been fake and arbitrary for so long, it's really, really hard to turn around and say, oh, we'll use the government for a solution. I think before we do that, we need to recognize that just like your independence comes from being able to go high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech all at the same time. Otherwise, the government
mm-hmm.
will force you to use the one you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing is also true for our ability to fight back in law, whether or not we use the law of the land, which is the opposite of that gold fringe you mentioned earlier. It's the first time I've heard you mention that, so I get to play on that. The law of the land
mm-hmm.
is the flag that does not have the gold fringe on it. And you can use that
right.
as long as your opponent agrees that that's an okay fight. Similar to me debating atheists and quoting the Bible to do it. They may not accept my proof just simply because I'm miles above them and they don't want to believe it. So you have to meet them on their terms, even though they are scum and they are below you. These globalists are.
Mm-hmm.
Atheists can convert. Globalists will not. And so the problem
Correct.
You have is being able to meet them on their nasty turf. And several points that have been brought up, like I said, the gold fringe is a really important point because that steers it one way or the other. If you're going to play admiralty
mm-hmm.
jurisdiction, I'm certainly willing to go ahead and bring in civil issues that could be solved on board a ship. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as the enemy defines the playing field, I'm good on any playing field if I'm interested in the game at all. Personally, I'd rather just ignore them and let them fight somebody else. I'm certainly not going to stick my neck out and let them
mm-hmm.
choose which weapon with which to chop it off. No, the more important thing is that they need to actually make some declaration of their own, whether it be the Georgia Guidestones or whether it be some element of the United Nations or this Great Reset garbage. They
mm-hmm.
keep coming up with new and exciting lies for us to follow, and those of us who are smart enough just say, none of those appeal to me. You'll have to try and find something else. But that makes them want to do things like whip out a gun or roll tanks down Main Street. And they know they can't do that. So they're stuck. And the nice thing is, so how do you want to play this game since you brought it up? Since you want to take the
mm-hmm.
fight to the American Patriot, you go ahead and pick a platform because the American Patriot already knows where their rights came from. They already know where the artificial rights you want to give them come from. And so they're willing to fight you on either or and not just one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we want our country back, and we'll have to go back to the basics to do that. But in the meantime, to get rid of the globalists, we may have to sink to new lows of made-up rules and made-up law that temporarily they think are okay. Similarly to suddenly deciding the Pfizer so-called vaccine has been approved when they didn't do anything to label it, to get rid of the other so-called vaccines or anything. They're saying, no, we just want to be able to keep pushing it on you. Well, we got you now because you went two separate directions at the same time and you can't win in either venue. There's nothing
mm-hmm.
you can do now, whether you're talking about what goes into my body or whether you're not talking about how vaccines are supposed to be manufactured. Those are two separate platforms. What goes in my body means we're getting closer to God, and that's what I hold dear. How you guys make vaccines, I don't give a darn. I really don't. But every time you think you're making a vaccine that I can call safe or that I can call useful, or then you turn around and you put these stupid rules of efficacy and things on it that don't exist, just like your PCR test doesn't test for a virus, just like antibody tests don't test for a virus. And when somebody makes a claim without a report in their hand, even if, you know, they could have been, you know, Fauci could have his own committee draft up a report for him. But no, he beats his chest and say, I am the science. Well, guess what? If that's true, I'll debate you on that point alone.
I'll take my science versus yours, mano y mano, and we'll see who wins. If that's where you want to go, you bring your lab coat, and I'll bring my degree in science, and we'll duke it out. And I know I can take him. I know any patriot who has a degree in science, like Gunslinger probably has one, we could take him one-on-one because we believe that all science leads to God. We believe that all science leads to truth, which leads to God.
Right.
We don't have to take it all the way up the flagpole to be able to defeat someone who just makes stuff up, who just wants to arbitrarily declare themselves world leader pretend, and then try to bring that junk over here. Well, they made a mistake, and they couldn't find a way to take our guns. They made a mistake and couldn't find a way for most of us to believe in their false product. I mean, we're a majority now. If we bring over the people that took one jab and then repented, we would have a supermajority. They would have no chance in hell to be able to tell us what to do if all of us went and, for example, just burned our vaccine cards. If we just went out there and said, we're not taking your jab, under what authority can you make us do it? You know they're going to reach for something dirty. And that's okay. But at least we've exposed you. And now, you know, whether we have to do it with the Supreme Court, who seems kind of interested, if they're not bought off on a subject, to actually help us out.
Exactly. You know,
they're not just exclusively against us, only on those key issues that the media drummed up saying, this is a really key issue. We hope the Supreme Court goes our direction. That's their key that they're going to go ahead and push it. But when that's not happening and something gets onto the floor of the Supreme Court that they weren't expecting, a lot of times this happens with the Second Amendment stuff. There's some recent big wins by the Second Amendment Foundation in Pennsylvania and Hawaii, of all places, places you wouldn't expect it. But nobody's reporting on it except the SAF. And I just happen to be a member, so I know these things. Unfortunately, I could shout the graces of this on the Von Wiehunt show, and people will have to go check it out anyway. And so all I can do is make the claim. You know what? There's still people fighting for your rights. You just don't know who they are. And there's a lot of patriots out there sitting in jail because they stood up for your rights. And you better know who they are. You better be willing to get them out of jail. You better be willing to fight on their behalf. And I feel a pit in my stomach, a little bit sick. I don't know all their names. I know the people just on January 6th alone were probably talking just short of another 600. I don't know their names. It's terrible. And
I know.
All I can do is say, the best thing I can do is jump on this microphone and say, I know you're out there. And those of you that have had one jab and you want to repent, we don't think you're stupid. We think you got duped. We're willing to help you.
That's right.
Even if the hug has to be really, really, really short because I'm afraid you might be the wrong percentage. We'll find a way to take care of you. We'll find a way to get you your freedom. Just
stick
with
us. Right.
You may have the blood circulation of a 70-year-old for the rest of your life, but we'll keep you alive, whatever it takes.
That's right.
We may have to drag you. But those of us that are healthy, those of us that didn't make the mistake, those of us who have the super high IQs like a Cal Kelly, I mean, wait till I get a chance to ask her some questions. She'll be ready next time to be able to answer stuff.
Oh, she was great tonight. She is.
Yeah.
She's talking to millions. To millions, man. We're all over the world. Irish, thank you so much. Have a great, great night. I appreciate you. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you for that, Mike. I always appreciate batting cleanup.
Oh, that was a fantastic ending to the show. I appreciate that, man. Very, very well said. Awesome. Well, folks, we're so glad that we had a great roundtable tonight. We have to start seriously considering again what we are seeing in the news as deliberate actions on the part of our government, or parts of it, rogue parts of it, to harm America. We have to entertain, unfortunately, the possibility that we have a guy in the White House who is playing for the other side, that he is completely a bought and paid for shill and product of one or even several hostile foreign governments dead set against America, the shining city on the hill, and its great people. Our troops got slaughtered in the last days of the Afghanistan war. The enemy is laughing at America. Our so-called leader, Biden, gives the enemies of this country billions of dollars in the best made weaponry that money can buy and abandons our troops and our equipment over in a hostile land. Yet, he restricts our gun rights at home. As I told you, he is ready to sign the UN Small Arms Treaty. He needs to get out of town now and resign while he still can. He is clearly unfit for higher office, and he is an utter national disgrace. At the same time, we have had certainly enough of Biden and the other bastard senators, congressmen, corrupt cabinet members, and the corrupt Joint Chief Generals. I never saw generals in my life that are so dead set against this country that are into critical race theory. They're anti-white. They're anti-suburb. They're anti-Republican. They're anti-right wing. I've never seen talk among generals in my life that sound like they sound like traitorous generals, or what you would expect to hear from a Chinese general or a Russian general. Yet, they're in our Pentagon. Very scary. All must go now and face the consequences of their traitorous actions against this nation and our people. As I told you before, any country without its historical memory is nothing but a zombie nation. We see it on the streets every day, the meth into zombies, the derelicts, the homeless people. Deleting our past only destroys our future. And we know that we can have a better America. We do not have to live this way. We thank you all for being here tonight. While the left is actively destroying our monuments, attacking free speech, and trying to censor everything that they can, this show will be a beacon of light and the new shining city on the hill for all Americans and all real patriots. As we know, you are out there by the tens of thousands listening in. We have friends and strong, powerful allies all over the world and throughout the bedrock and the gridirons and the farms and the ranches and flyover country of this nation. Thank you all for being here. They broadcast from my mountain stronghold each Thursday night. Every show is very pivotal. It's very profound. We'll always be here for you. Thank you. God bless you all. Stay safe. Be aware of what's going on. Watch your back and take care of your friends and your family, and be ready for anything. Good night.